The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we begin the second hour of the National Intel Report. It is July 6, 2021. I'm your host, Steve Elkin, sitting in for John Stadmiller today. He should be back tomorrow. There's a CD that came out many, many years ago. You know, I'm a jazz guy. Do a jazz show. The group is called Acoustic Alchemy. The CD called The Beautiful Game. Actually, I met these guys a while back, and they're solid, very solid. English and German. This was put out right after, a couple of years after the passing of Nick Webb from pancreatic cancer. This the dynamic duo, these two guitar guys, were just the best at what they do. Great music, great music. If you don't know their music, look up Acoustic Alchemy sometime. But the name of the CD was called The Beautiful Game. And I started thinking about that. What were they talking about here? Sometimes they give you some clues inside the liner notes to tell you what they were talking about, the intent of the music they put out. The Beautiful Game, I assume they're talking about life in general, the beautiful game of life. So if you think you can just wake up in the morning and go to work and that's it, then you don't understand the game of life. We have lots of obstacles ahead of us. And we could deny them, that they exist, or we could do something about it, call them out and do something about it. The last caller talking about pulling the kids out of school, he's absolutely correct. That's how you fix a problem. You fix it by hitting them in the wallet where it really counts, and that's the money. That's exactly what makes people change. Pull your kids out. And homeschool, find a network of people that feel the same way you do. I think that's pretty easy to do nowadays with the social media. You should be able to find people who agree with you. And you say, you know what, the school system is going to hell in a handbasket here. Can we get together? Can we find people that have education? Can we do some kind of networking to share the responsibility of educating our children and for the future? Yeah, I think you can do it. I think it can happen. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to come after homeschoolers and start putting down new rules and regulations for homeschooling. Expect that fully, because these are demons. These are evil people. But let's give it a chance. Let's give it a try. Try some homeschooling. I know my daughter did. She pulled the kids out. I was so happy and proud of her. I said, are you going to put up with this? And she finally said, we pulled out, Dan. We pulled the kids out. We are homeschooling now, the kids. I love it. She finally listened to some information from me. I appreciate that. Let's go back to...
Hey, before we do that, get a little housekeeping and a couple of quick comments. Then, you know, it's beyond the government at this point. It's the authorities, apparently, of all stripes that are they're just out of control. I mean, there's nothing...
They are out of control.
There's no authority behind their perceived authority, and, you know... Yeah. And that's
they're very rogue. I think
they've channeled and pushed all of the... pushback into this sort of BLM Antifa thing where it's just, you know, we're going to burn down the whole city because we don't like the authorities. And it's like, you know, get out there and challenge them and your dollar. Spend your dollar. Yeah. Spend your dollar buying things that are wholesome and support people that actually care about their product and their, you know, their food and their services. And also you mentioned social media, so let's get everybody onto the TLBtalk.com. We got it all posted up at the website. Just go to republicbroadcasting.org.
That's correct.
Yeah, or thelibertybeacon.com. You'll see it. And join that social media site that's just been launched, and it's apparently working. I haven't signed up yet. Yes, I know. But
I need to take a look at it, too. I haven't also, but I will. I will take a look
at
it.
We're getting some response
thanks,
from some
Michael.
Of the hosts. But, yeah,
and, yeah thanks for chiming in on that. You're right. You're right. We have a chance. We have a new platform now. We can give it a shot here and try to organize people in groups to say we're going to solve problems now. You know, and this is a problem. The indoctrination in our school system is a problem. We can stay with the problem and just ride it out and accept the damages that's going to be done, or we can pull our kids out and start our own education and start our own system here. And I think that's a great way of doing it. I appreciate you jumping in on that, Michael. We got Tony in Pennsylvania. Let's talk to Tony in Pennsylvania. Tony, you're live.
Yeah, hi, Steve. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about something, how we're perceived overseas. I have relatives where my grandfather came from. He came from the Austro-Hungarian Empire in like the 1890s. The part he came from was Slovakia. But anyways, what happened was I communicate with these people, and somebody was having an election coverage. I think it was Hunter or somebody. I forget his last name. Greg Hunter.
Okay. All right.
And I says, tune into that, and we'll see how this election goes. And then we were watching it, and I said, yeah, look, well, Trump got it in the bag. And then later on, guess what? Everything went downhill. And he called me, and he said, hey, how can this happen in America? I says, you don't understand. We're just like the Soviet Union once was. All our high officials, generals, a lot of high doctors, important people, they're all compromised. Many in Congress are compromised. That's how it happened, or it couldn't have happened. And it just, they think, this is the land of freedom and good and plenty and everything. And I say, hey, it's different here now.
Yeah. Well, Tony, what I'd answer back to what you've just talked about is that in general, I find that Americans are very lazy. They really are. They don't go the extra mile. They're very comfortable right now. They're too comfortable. And when they're made uncomfortable, maybe they'll rise up and do something. But at that point, it's probably too late. If you're waiting that far off to get involved and activate, then it's probably too late. That's why I talk about getting activated now, talking now, pushing back now, mashing some toes, stepping on toes. Stop being silent, because like I said, silence is implied consent. It's too late. Sometimes it's just too late. In medicine, I'll tell you right now, we have a phrase in medicine called circling the drain. What does that mean? Circling the drain means it's too far gone. You're not going to turn this around. I've had patients that have had some system problems, and every time you add a new system on with a problem, you actually increase your mortality by about 25%. So four systems that aren't included with the heart, the cardiac system here, you're looking at 100% death probably. So you try to make sure you stop the progression of systems being activated to make problems for you, and you want to survive. So every time you add a system, add 25% mortality. Americans at this point now, I don't know where we are on the critical care scale in the ICU, but I think we're on life support. We're just hanging on here, and we could certainly get out of this mess we are in of circling the drain and survive and do better. But Americans are very, very lax. They're very content. You know, they're happy if they have all their needs met, and their needs, their priorities are very, very screwed up. They're very low. Low standards. I don't know. I have higher standards, but you get people who say, well, I got my TV, I got beer, I got sports, and I got a job, and I got my boat. I get to go fishing, and the priorities, and the priorities we should be placing on is education with our children, our health, our welfare, everything else. There's so much to be worried about and concerned about, and for some reason, those are very low on the priority scale. We need to not act like children. We need to prioritize things in the correct order and put those other things that are very important on the top of the list and put the childish things to the side.
Hey, Steve, basically, our leadership, these people in high places, have very good jobs.
Yes, they do.
They are compromised. They're afraid to say anything.
Yeah, they are.
Because unlike our founding fathers who risked everything, this isn't the same breed 245 years later.
I agree with you. They're both compromised. That's why I don't follow any party. That's why I don't condone any party. I'm not a party guy. I'm an independent. And now that's all been tainted because of the fraudulent election system here, voter system. I'm not even part of that anymore. So hopefully that will somehow be worked out. And if we get the rule of law to be followed, maybe this the system that actually allows us to be, practice a democracy and voting for our leaders will be made fair and square and honest. But I'm not counting on it. I don't plan on standing in line anymore to vote. I don't think that's going to happen. But if it's made fair and honest, I will be there. I will be there.
Okay, Steve. Thanks for letting me get my 2 cents in.
You got it. Let's go back to the phones here and talk to Jim in Virginia. You're on the show.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. What's on your mind, Jim?
Okay, so you were mentioned about CPR, so I wanted to ask you something because I saw something online where someone who received the shot, they passed out. Nobody did any kind of CPR on them. Secondly, after we talk about the CPR, I want to say one more thing. But the CPR situation is that they did not even try to help this person. Now, the thing is, when you have someone who has been vaccinated, would you be afraid to give them mouth-to-mouth?
No, I wouldn't. Actually, I don't, because I carry a pocket mask in my car. I don't do any mouth-on-mouth anymore. I don't. I never have, actually. They gave us these mouth protectors, their mouth coverings, and I place it over the mouth of the person, the victim.
Yes, but
and
what
so
about
you never actually
who
have
doesn't have that? What say someone dropped in a Walmart parking lot, and I was like, oh my gosh, I need to save them.
Let's just say this here: if I came upon somebody that was having a cardiac event, and they had to have CPR, and they had herpes sores all over their lips, I'm calling 911. I'm not putting my mouth on that.
Right, I understand that, but aren't you worried about this transmission, spike proteins, and all this stuff?
You know what? I think maybe I've already been exposed to that. That's the rash I had on my abdomen a while back, and that was just by being in association with somebody. It wasn't doing mouth-to-mouth, and it healed, and I did fine, but sometimes in medicine, you do what you got to do, and you don't plan things like that out. Like I said, if it's the obvious, the guy's got sores and all kinds of nasty stuff, well then no, I'm not putting my mouth on
that's understandable
him.
Steve, but what about,
but other than that
yeah, I'm not prepared. I'm not a doctor like you are. You're a nurse, but you're high enough in the medical field where you know a bunch of information. The average person like me, I see someone drop in a Walmart parking lot, do I worry I might get spike proteins? What do I do, Steve?
You know, I personally, I would probably myself, I call 911 and I'd probably start the process of CPR, and probably within a couple of minutes, somebody would be there to take over for you. That's personally me. That's what I would do. I would start it, but make the call first and then start CPR. That's me.
Does this shedding at all scare you?
I think it already happened to me. That's what I'm saying. They don't call it shedding. They call it transmission, but I think it's already happened to me. And so at that point, I would assume right now that if I were to have antibody test, I think that I'm probably have antibodies to this virus, if it even exists, or this flu virus, whatever they're calling COVID. I think I have antibodies to it already.
Should anybody who's not been in your situation take that into consideration?
It's a different age, to be honest with you. And that sometimes, you see, if I didn't do anything and it came out and it would come out that this ICU nurse was in the parking lot, and he didn't do anything, and he had no reason why not to. He just decided not to be a good Samaritan, and he just did nothing. Well, they would probably come after me, big time. You layperson that doesn't have medical experience, you can get away with saying,
"Hey, CPR."
Yeah, well, I'm saying you can say, I don't know. I didn't know CPR. I didn't know this and that. And all I could do was call for emergency help. And nobody would rake you over the coals over that, but they'll rake me over the coals because they'll look at my background. And somebody with an agenda will say, hey, this guy, they'll try to make my life miserable, probably even take it to the boards and said, you know, when you're a nurse, you're always a nurse. And that's not necessarily true. But they would try to make some trouble for me, no doubt about it.
Okay. The last thing I wanted to say is that, you know, you want a lot of callers in, but, you know, I'm not trying to be mean or anything. As a listener, here's what when people call into John's show, he kind of yells at them a lot. And I think that's kind of why you don't have the kind of callers on John's show that maybe you do on some of the other shows.
I go a different approach. You'll see me get angry at a caller. I rarely do so,
yes,
but
I do when
somebody insults me.
Yeah, somebody insults me. You don't fly off the handle as bad as John does.
No, I want this network is about communication. It's about having you, the listener, call in. I mean, you are the reason why we're still here. You know, because of donations.
Yes, but you have people who call in. Yes, I understand. You have trolls who call in and they pick.
Sure.
But they're. Right. Steve, you still have to remember, there are still people who are just waking up, and when they call in to try to ask a question, John, I understand he doesn't want to go through a whole diatribe of trying to figure out how to explain the whole world situation in 10 seconds. You know, you should have been awake a long time ago, but he does kind of come across very harsh, and I think that kind of is what limits people calling into the show. Especially so because Mike gets a lot of callers, you know, because he never flies off the handle with people.
Yeah, right.
That's all I'm saying. Okay, Steve.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I understand where you're coming from. So, well, I'm glad you like my approach better. I definitely want to engage people. I want to get people to get in, call in, and talk, and find solutions and share information. I'm not the guy with all the answers here. I'm not the expert.
Nobody has all the answers. But
I'm not claiming to be an expert.
You handle it a little more tactfully, let's say.
I appreciate that. Okay. All right. Hey, I need to move on. Appreciate the call, though.
Thank
Let
you,
me get
Steve.
Back to the callers here. And let's see who else we got here. We're going to go out to California, talk to John in California. Welcome, John.
Yeah, hi, Steve. Sorry I missed your show. I didn't know if you were having a live show on Sunday or not, but sorry I missed it. That was a good clip from that little girl, whoever,
yeah,
with her family talked. Oh. Let me just tell you this, and all what RBN's about, I like. You have all these different hosts. Mike, you know, they all have a different twist on what they have, but an experience, but at least they're in the right direction. They're telling people, hey, you know, we got to get this country back on track. You know, they bring up different things or different topics or different, you know, the way they have different clips of things. They're much more laid back. Mm-hmm. And like Chris Singlet, I can't remember, he's after John Moore, whatever. And John Moore himself, he's got a different survival in that. Chris Hinckley, right. Yeah, he's a little more laid back. Fine. But like I said, John put together this after 30, 35 years, you know, God bless, you know, you got something on here. I got involved with that. And your experience, what you did and how you tell it, some of the stories you get, you know, that's just great to hear from all that stuff and to follow that. But, you know, that's what I like about this show. And like I said, just keep, oops, there's the music. I don't like your
music. Okay.
Can I hold?
Appreciate. All right. You want to stay over or not?
Yeah. Could I minute? Yeah. I got one more.
Yeah.
Thing.
Sure. I'll let you stay over. Commercial break here. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stadler. We'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries
eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
In LA, you down low and easy. In the love spot, you kiss, we'll say Christmas. In the mass that you travel the distance, you believe no lies. Try your eyes, then realize.
National Entry Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stadmiller, and we're going to go back to the phones here. Hope you're enjoying the bumper, relaxing tonight. We're going to go back to the phone and talk to John, and we got a full line here, so let's talk to John again.
Yeah, Steve. Yeah, I'm just going to say all the great hosts you bring on. I know Saturdays it was always to me Rick Adams and Deanna Spengol. Now Rick's left us. Yeah. Deanna took a hiatus. I hope she comes back sometime in the future. But what John's able to put on, where he finds these people. They all got the same, a little bit different twist, but you know it's all the same thing. And they want it, and they want people to call in and talk to them. And I know you got some great callers. You get some people like to argue. They'll stand up to John, you know, and they try to interrupt. You know, they won't stop talking, and John, you know, puts them in their place. But I would never do that. But I try to write down what I'm going to say. And I got so many things I'll forget about. The only other thing I was going to say, that there is going to be a recall election September 14th to bring Governor Newsom, take him out. Hopefully, you know, they don't try to sabotage it, fake and illegal voting and all that kind of stuff. But it is
You still got a problem, John. If they take him out, recall him like they did, what was his name?
Ray Davis.
Then they put in... And I hate to. I'm gonna call him Bruce Jenner because he's Bruce Jenner. I tell you what, jump out of the pot into the fire, or vice versa. I don't know how that's going to work out for you. What do you think?
Well, no. I'm tongue-tied. I can't think of the name that might be somebody legitimate, and he's been touted around, not as much as the others. But, yeah, that's what happened. Well, they brought in the Terminator Arnold Schwarzenegger. Well, they let Davis go. But at least they got it going. Well, they got this recall going. People know they can boot out Gavin and think about who they're going to bring in. Like I said, they could sabotage it. They could, you know, somebody that really is worthy of it, they'll find a way to put them down, cut them down, cut them off. They can't, but you know, it's up to the people. You got them in the mess in the first place. You got a chance to oust that person. You think hard about who you want to bring in next. But it is going to happen. That's the one thing I have to
say. Good. Hey, do me a favor. Keep me posted also on Paul Preston's initiative, New State California. Keep me posted on that in the future, would you please?
Paul Preston, okay. Thanks. I'll write that
keep
down.
Keep an eye on that. Anyway, if that's ever going to happen or not, but keep me posted on it if you could. I appreciate it.
Anyway, Steve, thanks a lot for all you guys are doing, and thanks for the music, too.
You got it. All right, going to go back to the phones here and talk to my good friend who has a show on the network, Keith Rogers, Perception Management. He's got a clip for us. Are you there, Keith?
Yeah, I just got something real fast. I'm expecting a call from my doctor. But, you know, Steve, earlier this year I was looking up some information on some chickens, and I came across a USDA article that said that anyone like here in our state, you had to license all your livestock, and it even included gardens and stuff. Yeah. And then I saw here recently, it was a video put out in 2017 of FEMA contacting over 100,000 different missionaries or pastors and stuff, on having them to go door-to-door to farmers and stuff to have them surrender their guns and or their crops and stuff. And with that, I have that video here I wanted Mike to play, so I'd like to play that. This is about farming, which is current right now, okay?
Yeah, good. Let's do it.
Go ahead, Mike.
Every farmer I know has received a letter in the last 30 days from the Department of Agriculture offering them $3,800 an acre to dispose of their crops. If they do not, they lose 35 cents per pound when they bring in harvest. This is only a 117-acre crop. It will be sold. It won't be disposed of. But they're trying to control the supply chain, ladies and gentlemen. We can't allow that to happen. If you control the food supply, you control the world. Be prepared, ladies and gentlemen, just like I've been telling you. Shortages are coming. Stock up. Be aware. Don't get caught with your pants down, because I promise you, it's coming.
You know, the importance of that, though, Steve, is the fact that if anyone is in a local farming or something like that area, you should contact, or they should at least contact their local farmers and see if this is circulating also in their areas. Because
you know, I think I'll do that. I'll check on that, and let's put some vibes out there for the listening audience. And if you have a farm in your area, talk to the farmer. Ask him has he been contacted by the government to not harvest or destroy his crop or plow it under. I'd like to know also if that's going on elsewhere. So you have a chore to do now.
Yeah, we keep hearing about all this stuff is about saving lives and stuff, but starvation doesn't save lives, does it?
No.
So, anyway, that's all
I appreciate that, Kit.
Go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, appreciate that. Let's go back to something else, because Keith just touched on it about creating shortages, and I've talked about this for a while. They are creating shortages, protein shortages, and there's our bumper now. So I'll come back with that thought after this short commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. This is the National Intel Report. Keith was talking about shortages on that clip. Shortages are coming, and we've been talking about that for a while, actually. I finally put my mouth, or my whatever, how's that saying going? Push my mouth, forget it. Never mind. Brain fart. I put together a while back, we drew it out in a nice diagram. I plan everything out. I always draw diagrams of what I want to do. But we actually built a really nice above-ground raised garden in kind of a maze. You can kind of walk through it. It's very purposeful. It's very friendly. I mean, you can go on either side and pick your vegetables. And it's pretty simple. We're kind of finishing up. It's planted. It's going crazy. And we've got shade cloth over the top of it here. Organized. There's a little bit more stuff to do. We're going to put a little fence around it and things. When I get it done to where I think it's perfection that I want to take a picture of it, I'm going to post it on the website, RBN website, because I wanted to influence other people to get involved to producing. In what little land you do have, you can produce quite a bit of food for yourself. And we are getting down to that point where they are creating man-made shortages. This is all very purposeful. I'm going to ask a favor for the listening audience to reach out there if you're in a farming community. Start talking to your farmer friends and ask them, hey, have you been contacted by government to not produce a crop or disc it under? I'd like to know that answer to that question, because the clip there basically said at least it was in that one region that they are told to pretty much get rid of their crop. We are seeing protein shortages. I anticipated that. As soon as I saw the advertising for Burger King talking about the Impossible Burger, I knew it was coming, because there's no reason to reintroduce a soya bean burger unless you're going to eliminate the beef sources. And then they move on to poultry and fish and everything else. And pretty much my theory is to weaken your immune system here. You know, you need protein, a certain amount of protein intake, to keep your immune system up and running and strong to fight off potential pathogens that may come your way. And if you weaken the immune system, well, it will be pretty simple for them to release a pathogen to take down your immune system, what you have left of it. So let's get in the thought process of starting to, we should have been doing this a long ago. I did long ago. Stocking up on certain things, food sources, protein sources, many things that we can do to ride out this storm. We're not going to let them win at this game that they're playing here. Yes, they do want to depopulate the population. No doubt about it. No doubt in my mind that's the agenda, to depopulate, and they're starting now. Then they say it's called Agenda 2030. They're starting a little early. It used to be Agenda 21, but they do want to thin out the herd, and that's how they look at you. That's exactly what you are. You're not people. You're the herd. They want to minimize and bring down that herd. Let's go back to the phones here, and we'll talk to James in Vancouver. James, you're on the show.
Good evening. Also, if you're lacking protein, it's harder for you to use your brains, too.
That's true, right?
I think a reckoning is coming pretty soon. First of all, like that gentleman said, they're trying to starve us out.
Yep.
And the second is when these shots start kicking in.
Yep.
And casualties get even bigger. I think something's going to happen real big, I think.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I got an article today. I'll probably talk about it on Sunday. But we know about some of the toxins in the vaccine itself. It's not a vaccine. Let's just call it what it is. It's a shot. It's not really a vaccine. Right. But you've got a lot of different things that are floating around in that vaccine now, this shot. Graphene oxide. We've got ethylene oxide in your mask. Also graphene oxide in your mask. In the nasal swab, the Q-tip there, and also in your vaccine. And the shot itself. So you're getting exposure from three carcinogens, three very potentially damaging chemicals in three different fashions. And then it just takes, the messenger RNA to do its thing, to spike proteins and start creating chaos. We've seen some of the signs and symptoms of these chemicals creating what they call signs and symptoms of the COVID virus. And then later on creating more circulatory vascular problems with clots, myocarditis, pericarditis. I got a story just yesterday. I was really hot and heavy on the story yesterday. A 13-year-old boy, on the day after receiving his second COVID shot, belly ache, didn't feel good. He was dead. By next morning, his mother checked on him. He was dead. Autopsy showed myocarditis and pericarditis. Now, the pharmaceuticals, Pfizer and Moderna, coming back, because they're seeing me having a lot of problems with the clot formation stuff, vascular stuff, are coming back now. The Pfizer is starting to say, well, there's no conclusive information yet to that the shot, they called it the vaccine, caused the death of this young boy and caused myocarditis or pericarditis. Now, they're trying every way to avoid any kind of association with this. But you know what? You don't see myocarditis. I've never seen myocarditis in a 13-year-old boy. I've never seen pericarditis, and they're going to try to find some way to wiggle it in. He got stung by a bee, a wasp, or something. They're going to try some way to taint that and point it in a different direction and not towards their shot. No doubt about it.
Yeah. Now, that originally, if you got stung by a bee or bit by a snake, that's a toxic protein. And then one can assume that there's something very toxic in that those elixirs they're trying to shoot into us. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make the point that I have a feeling that the listening audience of RBN is going to grow exponentially in the next while.
I hope so. I really hope so.
It will. Another thing is this is the only network where you can call a show and talk to the boss of the network.
That's true.
You can call National Intel and actually talk to the owner of the network, and you can't do that with ABC, CBS, or any of the others.
Nope. You can you can't even reach what's his name? Jeez, I am blanking today. Alex Jones. You can't reach Alex Jones.
No. He's never
He's not accessible. He's not going to talk to you. He's not going to waste time with you.
No, right. But I just have this feeling that things are going to grow for RBN, and I just want to let that get out there. So okay. I'll see what happens.
I appreciate that, James. Appreciate your call, let's get back to the phones here and talk to Glenn in Philadelphia. Welcome to the show, Glenn.
Hello, Steve. Hi.
Hello.
Just in response to your caller who had was asking about CPR, one thing I'm sure you're aware of that is they've changed in the recent years. They've changed the protocols from ABC for airway breathing circulation airway breathing.
Yeah,
and so even if you're at all put off, and one of the reasons they did this was there people are afraid or put off by the mouth to mouth aspect.
Yeah.
So if you're starting compressions immediately and you're doing good compressions, you're actually getting some air exchange in and out of the lungs from the compressions.
Not
themselves.
Much. To be honest with you, I think the Red Cross made a huge mistake with that. And I'll be honest with you.
Well, unfortunately,
you do need some oxygen in the lungs, and you do need to get some circulation to grab that oxygen to circulate around.
Right.
And compressions alone really won't pull any oxygen in your lungs. I think that was a huge mistake they made.
Well, the air, well, okay. One of the problems here, well, first of all, the use of automatic electronic defibrillators has helped somewhat, and the availability of those in public places or for first responders having them has helped somewhat. But nonetheless, the unfortunate truth is that, and has been forever and a day, that the survivability statistics for patients who receive CPR out on the street, even really good CPR, are abysmal. You know,
they're not very good statistics. You're right. They aren't.
Yeah, so that's
they
one
are.
Thing. So the other thing I wanted to talk about was the hoopla about the Delta or Delta Plus strain coming for the fall.
Yeah.
That I saw a news press release that Biden is sending and CDC and National Institutes of Health and FEMA are deploying Delta preparation teams to various areas. And one of the things they slipped in there on the tail end as a one-liner was that they're preparing to make use of monoclonal antibodies, maybe. Mm-hmm. And what's fascinating about this is that monoclonal antibodies have a very good track record. They're taken from the plasma of people who've already had and recovered from diseases. Mm-hmm. And Israel was doing relatively well with their monoclonal antibody research and use just prior to their signing an exclusive contract with Pfizer. So Israel became sort of the Pfizer canary in the coal mine. And we're seeing that with the carditis and that sort of thing. But one of the reasons the monoclonal antibodies, I think they're planning on using that is, the vaccine, people fully vaccinated, that vaccine isn't worth a tinker's damn.
No, it's
and
not.
The monoclonal.
Right. Hmm? It's not. You're right. It's not worth a damn.
And the monoclonal antibodies, and they may have to backtrack on things like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and that sort of thing, but certainly the monoclonal antibodies, basically, if you look at some of the stuff that Sherry Tenpenny's talking about, she's identified over 20 different dynamics of problems that can occur, and they have this issue where the macrophage, the type 1 macrophages, will, you know, create a cytokine storm that they go out there to destroy and kill and destroy, and they deliberately create the cytokine storm. And after that, the type 2 macrophages come in and help to, you know, cut down inflammation, reverse the cytokine storm, and come in and clean up the debris from the battlefield. But the macro 2, the deployment of the macro type 2 macrophages is impaired by the vaccine. So we could see when people start getting sick in the fall, whether it's flu or Delta or whatever else.
Well, I don't, that'd be interesting. Will there be a flu season next year? Because there wasn't one this year.
Right.
You see,
right,
you see where I'm going with that. There actually was flu.
They always get the strain wrong anyway. they always get the strain wrong anyway. But, yeah, so we could see people having these humongous cytokine storms that are kind of hard to settle down. So I think we're going to see a lot of, you know, steroid use and other antibiotics and stuff like that to try and they have to try and switch off the inflammation once it's started with the cytokine storm.
Solumedrol and prednisone, and steroids, different steroids, But I don't know. Yeah. It's interesting because I read another article on the actual creator of the messenger RNA talking about he knew the problems that would come up, and they knew the problems, the pharmaceuticals knew the problems, and that the spike proteins and what was basically their animal studies, what they carried out in their animal studies when all the animals died, when they were reintroduced to the pathogen, is the same thing we're seeing now. And especially anybody who's already had it, who's had COVID and who's recovered, now of being reintroduced through the phony pseudo vaccine, is now in that situation of those animals that did not do well, and all of them died. That's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing the animal studies carried now out, the problems they have with that in the human race right now.
I think the issue is going to be runaway inflammation and cytokine storm. So all right. Well, thank you, sir.
I think you're right. Tom in Utah, our professional in Utah. What's on your mind, Tom?
I was just going to say, the other last week when I called in, I kind of threw a left hook on you.
Yes, you did.
what I was meaning is there is no, how do you say, experimentation. We are not an experiment. It's all deliberate, and you know that. We both know that.
It is all purposeful and planned out many years ago.
Yeah, what I anticipate, we all gathered together for the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. We violated our social distancing, so watch the Delta show up.
Well, that's funny that you mentioned that. The Delta strain, and there's a new strain I just saw today called Lambda. And I thought, Lambda? Where does that sound familiar? Lambda. Oh, that's Revenge of the Nerds. They're not going down the alphabet, so it went from Delta. Now there's a new one in Peru, and it'll be in a theater near you called Lambda. So be looking for that new virus strain. Again, the Booga Booga, as Mike calls it, a new strain. We were told a new pandemic would be coming. Future pandemics would be coming. More strains would be coming. This thing is so scripted. It's amazing. If you don't see it, you're blind. It's scripted.
Well, anyway, it's turning out to be a heartbreaker for me because when you know too much, it's hard to handle.
It is hard. My wife actually said that the other day. She said, you know what? Sometimes I wish I didn't know all this stuff, which means you'd be the ostrich with your head in the sand. You would just be going on your life and not thinking. But I think she's glad that she does know, and she is really on board. She's right there with me. This thing is planned out, and this is what their agenda is, and we got to stop them. We have to stop them.
Yeah, they're playing our ignorance.
Yes, they are.
And even our traditions.
Yeah, they are. They are, Tom.
I just lost good friend. Just lost a good friend. He should have known better. You know, I spent hours talking to him about the reality of this stuff. But they were suckered in by the nursing attendants. That, you know, the woman had injured her back. She needed a little bit of in-home care, and they were suckered into taking the vaccines.
Yeah.
So that the nurses could come in safely.
Right.
So, within 3 weeks,
she's gone. Yeah.
Blood clots, hemorrhaging.
Yeah.
Totally out of rationality for this individual who was otherwise extremely healthy.
Yeah. Well, anyway. I can't wait to see how Pfizer responds, because you know, they're not going to take any responsibility. They're trying to find another reason why a 13-year boy would have myocarditis or pericarditis. They're looking for something else they can blame it on, and that is a crime. That is a crime. I think it's time to get rid of these organizations. They're simply not working to promote health and to keep us safe, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks for your call. Appreciate it, Tom. Need to move on here. Pat in Fort Worth, Texas, you're on the show.
Hi, Steve. I just wanted to get this in because you started out the show talking about religion a little bit. But what I read the story from Pat, CBN, but anyway, I thought I'd just mention it, that the founding fathers meant they didn't want government in the church, but they didn't mean for God not to be in the government. And you know, that letter that supposedly Jefferson wrote, says separation of church and state, mm-hmm. That he would probably be rolling over in his grave over that if he knew what it was going to turn into. But this was a real good little article here. They pointed out that it was started as a Christian nation. Mm-hmm. And the fact that believers in God have their eyes on eternity, and it makes them practice self-control instead of, you know, the Satanist or whatever. Yeah. And he said, when we look at the Declaration of Independence, there were four references to a deity. Endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, laws of nature, and God, and nature's God. Appeal to the supreme judge of the world, dependence on the providence of God. Those are the words four times in the Declaration of Independence. And after they got the Constitution, they called for a day of thanksgiving for what God had given them. And it ended with, in the year of our Lord, 1787. Mm-hmm. But there's four people, it just kind of reminded you that they're out there. Wall Builders, Dave Martin, he's over here in Texas. Providence Forum, Peter Lilback. And Transcend the Law of God.
Pat, I need to stop you because if I don't, I can't get my last call in. I can't cheat my last caller. I appreciate you calling. You need to call a little sooner, because I would let you keep going on and on.
Well,
but
I forgot about it.
I got another caller.
I appreciate your calls.
Thank you. Robert in Central Texas, will make you our last caller.
Yes, Steve, I just wanted to say something here. Tom, I heard him last year about March when he came on and said he was like 80 years old and he wasn't scared about this vaccine, that he would get on any aircraft. And he gave me a biology lesson I should have learned in about the ninth grade about how my skin works and my, you know, how everything works.
Sure.
Never was scared after that. I never was scared of this so-called pandemic.
I never was either. I never was either. I saw it as a scam from the very beginning. Yeah.
I just want to say that, Tom, if you're listening, you gave me an education that I should have gotten in school, but I wasn't paying attention.
At least you got it now. So we thank Tom. Tom calls in quite a bit on my show. He calls in on John's show and Mike Rivero's show. I'm not sure who else he calls in on, but we do appreciate his education. I do appreciate his education. Actually, I think I met him many years ago when I was working in Utah. He's a good man.
But I want to say one last thing. I'm listening to some old radio shows from the 90s and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing a lot of the same stuff I'm hearing today, Patriot Movement. And I talked to John yesterday about Project 93 and Debbie Kidd and all. Anyway, they were talking about mad cow disease. I was in Europe. I can't give blood because I was in the Army. Mad cow disease possible.
right.
And talking about proteins in your blood. And there was just so many things that I could relate to today. And a lot of stuff that Tom talks about with the vaccines, vodka, you know, the what it is, blood. Anyway, I'll let
you know what's interesting. You know what's interesting, Robert? I'll let you go. What's interesting about Mad Cow is that we were doing something very unnatural. We're feeding cows dead cows. Jeez,
right.
What did you think was going to happen?
They called it something different here in the States.
Yeah, the problems we create with all this Franken-science and somebody getting cheap and putting fillers in here and there and fillers here and there, feeding cows dead cows. What did you think was going to happen?
Amazing. And that's like my dog's food.
Yeah.
And again, byproducts. Well, it says chicken byproducts.
Exactly.
Well, it might be ground up chicken feathers.
That's
anyway,
exactly.
I'll let you go. I know it's the end of the show. You guys have a good one, and I'll take care.
Okay. Appreciate it. Well, I'll leave you with some good notes here. As far as freedom of the 4th of July, which I did not celebrate, like as I told you, I had my my flag inverted, telling my neighbors and anybody who passed by my house or anybody came up to the house, the Amazon driver, why is your flag inverted like that? It's because I'm trying to send a message. You don't know what that means, do you? It means a nation in distress. We're in distress? Yeah, we're in big time distress. Wake up. Forget the mainstream media. Start, doing some homework, some research yourself, because no, things are not good. This is all not good. One last good thing here, a little humor, and I could never figure this out. This July 4th eating contest, I think it's, where is that, in New York? Joey Jaws Chestnut. What kind of nut is this guy? Chestnut. He ate 76 damn hot dogs. Can you believe this? 76 hot dogs. How come nobody's talking about health impact of consuming a mass quantity of hot dogs? 76 hot dogs. He ate in the contest and won a new world record. He has eating records you can name in many different categories, but it's his 14th championship of eating hot dogs, and nobody seems to think that's a health problem. That's a health risk. 76 hot dogs in one sitting. Yeah, I don't eat 76 hot dogs in 3 years. That's a lot of damn hot dogs. 76 hot dogs, but that's not healthy, and it's a very unhealthy practice, and I'm not sure why they even put it on ESPN. I thought that was for sports. Is eating hot dogs become a sport now? I don't know. It's a lot of risk there, a lot of unhealthy practice, but hey, it got people watching. They had a huge crowd, and when he strokes out, we'll remember him every time we eat a hot dog, okay? And when Joey Chestnut bites the big one here and he's dead, we can all remember Joey Chestnut, and we'll raise our hot dogs and we'll enjoy our Coke with it. Joey Chestnut, this one's for you. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Thanks for chiming in on all the calls. I appreciate it. We did a record tonight of 14 calls. John should be back in the studio again tomorrow night for his show. I'll catch you on Sunday on my show, Off the Beaten Path. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again. Good night. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family.
because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.